Louisiana State Police cited 26 commercial trucks along the Atchafalaya Basin Bridge last week. Case Kieschnick explains why.
The citations were the result of a targeted enforcement operation across portions of the bridge in St. Martin and Iberville parishes aimed at keeping commercial vehicles out of the left lane. Executive Director of the Louisiana Motor Transportation Association, Renee Amar, says she suspects many of the truckers came from out of state.
That has been a law since 2003. And so it is nothing new.
LSP announced plans to continue efforts to crack down on commercial vehicles committing safety violations, and the mayor says her members are all for it.
We like equal, fair treatment of the laws.
I'm Case Kieschnick.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has given the thumbs up for the new Louisiana International Terminal. Port NOLA President and CEO Beth Branch says it will transform the city of New Orleans and the region into a major logistics hub.
New Orleans is so strategically located, being not just on the Mississippi River, but most importantly, there's no other deep water port in the entire country that is served by all six national railroads.
Today is the one-year anniversary of the kickoff of Amtrak's Mardi Gras line connecting New Orleans to Mobile. New Orleans and Company President and CEO Walt Leger says the Mardi Gras line has led to a 20% increase in visitors to the city.
That translates to about 30,000 more visitors and thousands of hotel room nights associated with those folks who are extending their stays.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.